working off the right hash, post under center, man out wide to the right, and it's a handoff to Diaz, who's caught in the backfield at the 35-yard line.
Number 63, Jake Shoemaker, got his arms wrapped around him, and that was it for that play.
They're saying forward motion had him at the original line of scrimmage, so no gain. Second and 10 now for the green and white, trying to come up with some answers.
And so far, running the ball between the tackles has not been the answer. Their only success so far have been off-tackle run plays where Diaz and Dubes have bounced to the outside. They've had a little success there. That's about it for the offense so far.
Halftime, Cass City 8, USA nothing, thanks to Thumb Tailgater. Second and 10, handoff to Dubes around the left side. Breaks free of the first tackle in the backfield. Gets back close to the line of scrimmage, but they say he lost a yard. Went horizontal for a while, and now a third and 11.
Austin Seltz going to get credit for that tackle. Did see, though, that it was just a one-play thing. Clark George Sutherland is back in the game.
Terrence Dubes has 25 pounds and 2 inches on Austin Seltz, but somehow he stopped him.
Yeah, George Sutherland, first one to hit him, but he broke that tackle, slowed him down, and Seltz did a nice job taking care of business from there.
Seltz playing outside linebacker with a 5-3 defense for the Pirates. We have a timeout called by Lakers. Want to discuss some things with 6:56 left in the first half. 27-0, Harbor Beach leads.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Everybody get up.
Everybody get up. 6:56 left in the first half. Lakers calls their first timeout of the half, facing a third and 11 from their own 35-yard line. On the right side of your radio.
Good timeout called by Coach Grabowski, as they need to get something going here on offense.
Receiver wide to the right, pretty much the same formation we've seen all night, as post back to pass, passing to his right, has a wide open. Diaz has the first down on the caught pass across midfield down to the 49-yard line. A 16-yard reception brought in by Diaz, who slipped right through the secondary and moves the chains for the green and white.
And Josh Helke made a nice open field tackle to prevent Diaz from doing any further damage. Nice play design there, off right off the timeout. Design play action to the near side of the field. Quarterback rolls to the far side and catches Diaz rolling out there in the open space. Nice throw and catch.
So what could have been a quick three and out turns into move the chains for Lakers. Now in the power eye to the left. And it's a handoff to the right to Terrence Dubes. Gets to the line of scrimmage, then maybe a yard down to the 48 of Harbor Beach. Second and 9.
Austin Ginther leading the way for Harbor Beach, but multiple defenders in the area there to make the tackle. Lakers will not give up this run game just yet.
Critical for Lakers to score here on this drive and keep it fairly close before halftime. 6 minutes to play in the second quarter.
Well, if everything goes right, Clark, they drain that 6 minutes right down to nothing and put the ball in the end zone before the half, taking the momentum and not giving that Harbor Beach offense any chance to put further points on the board.
High formation in the backfield. Wide to the left is number 6, Dominic Guardian. And it's a handoff to number 4, Dustin Cady. Breaks free the first half across the sticks at the 39. Finally brought down at the 37. But we have a flag at the line of scrimmage back at the 48. And it's a hold against Lakers. So don't even look at that last play. Didn't even happen.
Yeah, and there was that reverse play they had a little success with in the first quarter. Run it again. Dustin Cady getting a chance to kick the football up the field. Did a nice job following his blockers. But the illegal hold is going to bring them back.
It's going to bring them back, and now they're facing a second and 19 instead of a first and 10 deeper into Harbor Beach's territory.
Yeah, at the beginning of the game, it was Harbor Beach defense making these unnecessary penalties. Now the Lakers offense committing a couple penalties at the end of the day, just making it very difficult for Lakers to get first downs.
They're at their own 42-yard line in Laker territory with the ball. 5.5 to play in the first half. Receiver wide to the left, that is Guardian. Slot receiver to the left, Dustin Katie now in motion. And it's a handoff to Katie on the misdirection to the left and breaks free of the Austin Seltz tackle of the 45 and finally brought down to the 46. It's a gain of 4 yards and now brings up third and about 16.
Leave it to the junior, Austin Ginther, to be in on another tackle.
Third and 16, four Lakers at their own 45-yard line. Post runs in from the sideline after getting the call from Adam Grybauskas. Two wide to the right, Seth Bowles and Dominic Guardia. Diaz and Dubes in the eye in the backfield. Post rolling to his right, looking, passing to his right. Lets it fly at the 50, and is caught by number six, Guardian. About 10 yards short of the first down marker at the 49, and now a fourth and 10.
Yeah, just a deep comeback route. Post let it go a little bit too late, so he come back about 5 yards more than he wanted to, but still the play did not have enough in it, even at its best, to get a first down.
Reese 14 to Vassar's nothing with 3:40 left in the first half. Thanks to Sheridan Photo on that one. Fourth and 10, and they bring out the punt. Dube standing on his own 37-yard line. Seltz and S-Maker on their 15-yard line. Good-looking punt. Good hang time. Brought in at the 12 by S-Maker, coming to the near sideline. Gets around 3, and finally brought down to the 18-yard line. About an 8-yard return for Travis Esmaker. The Lakers punts it away, and Harbor Beach pinned actually fairly deep in their own territory.
Brandon Crone makes the special teams tackle for Lakers. This is by far the worst field position for Harbor Beach starting off this game.
4:22 left in the first half with the Lakers stop on a quick 3-and-out. Could give them the ball with a very short field and could punch something in.
And that's hard to say because both teams have excellent kickers and punters, and that it does not always factor into the game, but in this game, field position is very important, and that was a great punt by Diaz.
Two wide each way. DJ Ridner keeping Kraft company in the backfield, passing to his right to a wide-open Travis Esmaker. A little overthrown and underthrown, if you can believe that, to Travis Esmaker. Ball's incomplete at the 26-yard line. Incomplete, second and 10.
And it was about an 8-yard curl route, and I think what Clark meant is it was thrown behind him and a little bit too high. Esmaker did get his hands on it, but just a little hot and out of his reach.
You know me so well, Dave.
Absolutely. Nobody does better.
Never mind. Second and 10 now for the Pirates. Way out the right hash. Two wide each way. And Kraft rolling to his left, looking to pass. Now is going to keep this one. Scrambling out of three tackles. We have a flag flying in the backfield, more likely a hold. And Kraft finally goes down to the 16-yard line for a 2-yard loss. When all said and done, Kraft probably ran about a 60-yard run, but only got 2 yards lost. Actually, more than that, about 5 yards lost at the 18. It's a hold against Harbor Beach. So don't even look at that, and it's going to get pushed back even further.
Yeah, and that hold play was well behind the line of scrimmage. Be interesting to see where this ball will be spotted.
Looks like the crime was committed at the 10-yard line.
Which means they'll spot it at the 5, half
and
the distance.
It appears that Lakers has
declined the penalty.
So they're going to give the ball back. Apparently at the 18-yard line, even though... Sure, we'll go with it. Third and 10. The hold was against Harbor Beach. That penalty was declined. There's the official word from the umpire.